Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast. My observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today I'll be talking about Celtic Hispanics. I know, that sounds a little odd, but let me explain. Every year, our town, Bergenfield, New Jersey, hosts a countywide St. Patrick's Parade. Marching bands from all over our region converge to participate in this parade. Dance studios bring out those who have trained to be Irish dancers. Of course, the police, firefighters, ambulance corps always have prominent places for this event. The politicians, of course, especially during election years, always wish to take center places up front so they can be seen and identified with minimal effort by the parade audience. Not-for-profit groups also march. There are always a variety of civic groups, Boy and Girl Scouts, as well as Little League teams. The parade, despite its Celtic roots, represents a broad mosaic of our community. Our congregation has marched every year, with very few exceptions. I can't remember any other congregation marching in a parade. It has always seemed to be a missed opportunity when congregations don't march, to let the town know that we are here. This year we are marching with a bit of a twist. Our Hispanic new church plant is joining our congregation. Nueva Vida en Cristo is a new church plant that our congregation sponsors and which has begun to put down good, strong roots. Our parade representation is now a hybrid of traditional white Christians as well as Christians who are recent immigrants from Latin America. It might seem ironic that Hispanics are now marching in a traditionally Irish parade, but I wonder how many participants really have Irish heritage. I have Irish roots, but I would bet that most parade marchers don't. One of the joys of living in a diverse United States is that we can all celebrate the various ethnicities of one another. And so it was that yesterday, we traditional white people celebrating being Irish with Central and South Americans under the banner of being Irish. We let our town and our county know that there is a God in Bergenfield, that God is worshipped by many different people from many different cultures in many different languages. God be praised. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us. We fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read more of my writings, to watch more of my work, that includes my children's Bible stories, please visit my website, www.markwilliamennis.com.